One way to boost dwindling fish populations is to raise fish in a hatchery and then release them into the wild. It's a practice known as fish stocking, and this also gives recreational anglers a chance to seek out the freshly stocked water and perhaps a better shot at landing a big one. Well, here to talk about the process of stocking Vermont waters is Adam Miller. He's the Fish Culture Operations Chief at the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.
So first explain to us sort of a thumbnail sketch here how fish stocking works and when does it typically happen?
Well, you know, basically we begin our fish stocking as soon as the ice goes off in the ponds and the lakes through the region. We have 5 fish culture stations here for the state of Vermont. And we'll pretty much start stocking them out as soon as the ice goes off. And right about now, at this time of year, is when we're starting to wrap up. Basically, you know, we'll start off in areas where we feel like it'd be the most conducive to trout stocking. Normally, when we do our stocking, it is for trout stocking. We have 2 major goals through our stocking program. The first goal is to provide recreational angling opportunities for people, and the second goal is to restore fish species in areas where we'd like them to be restored at for some sort of a reason that they weren't there to begin with, or, you know, they weren't in a region that we necessarily had the natural reproduction that we were expecting out of that.
Mm-hmm. Are we just talking about trout, or are there any other fish that get restocked?
We actually stock a number of different species throughout the state. We stock landlocked Atlantic salmon, lake trout, walleye, rainbow trout, brown trout, brook trout, steelhead, and we'll actually even stock some muskies, although they aren't cultured in our fish culture station.
Adam, what are the environmental implications if fish populations are dramatically reduced?
You know, some of the implications that we see, obviously one of the major things that we've seen recently, Tropical Storm Irene, it really did a major set of damage on a lot of our lakes and streams and, you know, even our fish hatcheries. We saw our Roxbury Fish Culture Station, obviously we're located in Roxbury, was destroyed. And it's actually, we are planning on rebuilding that station, and we've been working with FEMA. We've got a lot of help from them. They've helped out a lot, and we're hoping to start construction on it very soon and have the facility open again in about a year and be in full production in another 2 years.
You know, something like Irene, there's so much obvious damage there, and you realize that fish hatchery was destroyed. How do you know, though, when you know, beyond a major storm like that, when fish stocks are dramatically reduced? What are the indicators for you guys?
I think, you know, obviously the state is involved in a number of different things. We do different habitat surveys that a lot of our, you know, our fisheries biologists could speak to. So we keep a pretty good, you know, finger on the pulse, so to speak, as far as being able to tell, you know, as far as fish abundance, what the fish populations are doing. And also we have a lot of help from our angling community. You know, a lot of people have good ideas. They definitely let us know. And, you know, I think the best terms of us, you know, doing a good job in fish and wildlife is we manage, you know, biological need with, you know, with social needs.
Mm. You know, we've heard from some experienced anglers that, you know, they're against fish stocking because they say that the newly introduced fish can disrupt the natural ecosystem and in some cases even prey on the native fish population. Is that a problem? And if so, what is your department doing to mitigate that?
You know, there are some issues. There are things that surround, you know, fish stocking. But, you know, the department definitely is keyed in on that and we are aware of it. Our biologists go through and they actually evaluate what areas that the fish should be stocked in. There are definitely areas that, you know, we don't have any fish being stocked because we have a successful naturally reproducing population of fish. Through our different studies that we do, through electrofishing, through, you know, we'll actually go and, you know, right now I know one of the things that the people are doing, the biologists are doing, they're actually electroshocking bass on the lakes at night. And that's, you know, a fish species that we aren't raising in the fish culture stations. And, you know, they're evaluating effects that, you know, stocked fish might have on them. So it's something that we definitely are cued in on and we do try and manage.
What is the financial impact that these fish stocking programs have for the state of Vermont?
Well, I think the big thing to point out with the financial impact is, you know, stocked fish as well as native fish all provide angling opportunities for people, for a chance for them to go out, see fish or get the chance to pursue some of those fish or actually catch them and take them home. Actually, we had a recent survey that was done by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in 2011 and coupled with a survey that we conducted of the Vermont anglers in 2010, we actually found that about $31.6 million are generated through fish stocking activities in the state. The state definitely gets a really good bang for their buck, so to speak, as far as the amount of money that, hatcheries and fish and angling opportunities brings in.
And are we entering into the really prime fishing season right about now?
We are. Bass fishing is opening up. We just had our children's fishing festival up at the Grand Isle Hatchery, which was a great event. Our free fishing day was on Saturday, so everyone got a chance to kind of taste what fishing is like, and hopefully they'll go out and buy their license and, get involved with fishing. That's definitely what we're about. We do a lot of children's fishing programs and things like that to bring a new angler in, to get kids excited about it, and we're definitely excited to see what the year has to offer. I know I am.
How about you, Adam? What's the biggest fish you ever caught?
I just moved down to here from Alaska. I think the biggest I ever caught was 152-pound halibut up north.
That must have been a fight.
Yeah, but I still get excited about the brook trout and things like that. It's a totally different species set around here, and it's nice to get back to the East Coast.
Adam Miller is the Fish Culture Operations Chief at the Vermont Fish and Wildlife Department. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it.